We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Adam Teicher joins us from ESPN.com. He has covered the Chiefs for one entity or another for many, many years. Adam, welcome.
Hey, Bob. How you doing today?
We're doing well. So it's always difficult to get a real read on training camp. I think so many of these teams just want to avoid injuries when training camp begins. Where are the Chiefs as they open training camp? Generally in a really good position, as always, right?
Yeah, I mean, I really like the move they made yesterday by signing Carlos Dunlap. I thought that was the biggest talent hole on their roster. They needed more help for their pass rush, and I think he can provide that probably better than anybody they reasonably could have found at this point of the year. So, yeah, I like where they are. I mean, they've 3 days into camp now, full squad camp, but they're still not allowed by NFL rules to practice in pads. So it's still a little bit of skeleton football, if you will, mostly about the passing game and less about the physical part of the game. But, I think, as always, Andy Reid's training camps are an amazing phenomenon to me. Chiefs always get good work in, and they always, make progress and are on schedule from the first day to the last day. And trust me, that's not the case everywhere. I've covered training camps for the Chiefs over the years where I didn't feel like they were getting good work in. I didn't feel like they were making any progress. And you could tell that when the regular season started that they weren't going to be ready. But I don't feel like that is probably going to be the case this year. And I feel like under Andy Reid, it's always kind of a pretty fun thing to watch develop.
Now that you've seen it on the field to some degree, I guess, how do you evaluate the offseason and the transactions that the Chiefs made? They didn't obviously make the big splash like some of the teams in their division did, but they found upgrades where they could. How does it look, and does it change your perception at all of the offseason?
Well, there's a lot of young guys, and, that has to, color into it. Young guys make mistakes. That's, you find very few who are just a finished product when they get into the league. So, they're going to have to live with a little bit of growing pains, particularly on defense. They've got a lot of young guys they're counting on defensively. And to me, the defense is kind of the big story of training camp for the Chiefs. Can they pull all this together in time for the season? They got a lot of new players, a lot of young players. And so they're sort of racing the clock a little bit, and it'll be interesting to see how that race goes. Can they be ready to go when they by September 11, when the season starts against the Cardinals?
Adam Teicher, our guest, covers the Chiefs for ESPN.com. You got a story right now up on ESPN.com in which Patrick Mahomes was asked about the former study clause in Kyler Murray's contract with the Arizona Cardinals, which I think everybody found to be an extremely strange thing. Now Kyler Murray's held a news conference in which I don't know that he cleared up a whole lot. It's still a very strange thing. But what did you take from Patrick Mahomes' response about the criticism sometimes of black quarterbacks being quote-unquote weird?
Yeah, I liked what he had to say because I think he's right in this. A lot of times black quarterbacks just get scrutinized in a way that other quarterbacks don't. And I'm not so much talking necessarily about the study clause in the Kyler Murray contract because I'm not as familiar there as with that situation as I am with Mahomes. But he's been criticized recently for, becoming a street ball player once his first read is, it falls through and all of a sudden it's street ball and he's just sort of doing whatever he feels like doing. I think that's an unfair criticism, and I wonder whether he'd face that kind of criticism if he was white. I mean, that's the kind of thing you see with with black quarterbacks, and he's right. You don't see it a lot with black quarterbacks, or excuse me, with white quarterbacks. So I tend to agree with him, and I feel like that was probably something that needed to be said.
And how much is Patrick Mahomes becoming kind of that guy? I know he's still young, but he's played for a while. How much is he becoming kind of that spokesman now?
Well, I think he's becoming a lot. I mean, he's at that place in his career where he can feel comfortable doing that. And I think there's a little bit of him wrestles with how much he should say about certain things. But he has been kind of vocal over time. You know, after the George Floyd incident a couple years ago, I mean, he was vocal then, and he really wanted the Chiefs to turn Arrowhead Stadium into a polling place for the presidential election a couple of years ago, and they did. He is having more of a voice, and I think he's one of the players, unlike some other premier pro athletes, I don't think he's necessarily that uncomfortable using it.
So the fact that the Chiefs kind of don't have that prototypical number one wide receiver, does that mean they involve Travis Kelce even more? Does that mean they kind of spread it out among the receivers? Or do you think one of the guys emerges as a number one type receiver?
Yeah, I think Kelce will always be, get the ball a lot. I mean, I don't think that's going to change. And maybe that lessens the need for a true number one wide receiver. But what we've been seeing so far, and again, they don't have the pads on, so make of this what you will. But the ball's been moving around a little bit. I mean, Juju Smith-Schuster has had his day where he was getting the ball a lot. And then the Chiefs, today, Sky Moore had a nice day. Their rookie wide receiver, during off-season practice, the ball was going to Marquez Valdez-Scantling a lot. So they have been moving the ball around a lot, and I'm just wondering whether that's the kind of thing we're going to see, that maybe one week it's Juju Smith-Schuster's game, and the next it's Marquez Valdez-Scantling's game. I think a lot's going to do with how the Chiefs, how opponents choose to cover the Chiefs and what the Chiefs do to combat that. So it's going to be interesting. Right now, I wouldn't say anybody's in the lead for that race. You know, I feel like it is going to be, at this point at least, I feel like it's going to be more spread out evenly as opposed to, a true number one guy like they had with Tyreek Hill.
Before we let you go, Adam, and I keep getting back to this, and I don't hear a lot of other people really who discuss it, but I talk about it a lot, and that's the Chiefs' schedule. I don't think I've ever seen a tougher schedule for an NFL team, especially these first seven games. Do you agree with me on this, and is this how big of a factor is this in the grand scheme of things?
Yeah, well, it is. It does look rugged. I'll give you that. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to deny that. But, a lot of times these schedules don't play out like you think. A lot of times certain teams that you don't think are going to be good turn into good teams, and somebody on that early season schedule who looks tough, might not be. So, I do think it does have the attention of the Chiefs. And, they're going to need to be ready to go. I mean, you remember, they've been really good the last several years until last year about getting off into good starts. I think the previous, four seasons, they started at least 4-0. There's a couple 5-0s in there to start a season. Not last year, though. Last year, they started slowly. And I'm just wondering whether they can afford that this year. I think they're going to need to get off to a quicker start, certainly, than they did last year, play better early in the season. And that's where all this questions about the defense comes in. What's this going to look like for that on that side of the ball? And are they going to be ready to go? So it's going to be interesting to see, how that all develops for sure.
We'll get back to you as the season nears. Thank you, Adam.
Hey, anytime, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.